This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. For more than a year, Amy Scott, who covers housing for us, has been reporting on the progress being made on a single block in Baltimore as a group of women renovate empty houses to turn them into affordable housing. That project's been led by a carpenter named Shelley Halstead and the nonprofit she founded, Black Women Build Baltimore. Shelley's been tipping her toe into some for-profit development in the neighborhood, too, though. Here's Amy.
Back in July, Shelley took a break from building and went to visit a close friend in the Caribbean. She was just starting to unwind when one night...
I was having dinner and my neighbor called, and I thought, that's kind of late for her to call. So I declined the call, and then another neighbor called, and that's when you have that sinking feeling that something isn't okay.
This time, she picked up. It was her friend Albert.
And he said, your building's on fire.
Her building, a three-story abandoned building she'd refinanced her mortgage to buy for $110,000 just a few months before. She planned to turn it into lofts and a gallery for Black artists. Back home in Baltimore, a friend started filming. In the video, you can see more than a dozen firefighters battling the flames as neighbors watch from the street.
And then they kept texting photos and video of the building on fire. And I'm just sort of freaking out.
She cut off her vacation, booked the first flight she could find, and came home.
Just watch here. I don't know if there's nails or whatever, and I got...
Later, we meet outside in the late summer heat, and Shelley shows me the damage. She removes the screws from a sheet of plywood she'd put up to keep out trespassers and pulls it back.
Oh, my God.
Inside the shell of a building, there's nothing but a pile of scorched beams on the floor, the remains of the fallen roof. While the brick walls still stand, anything made of wood, the window frames and flooring, is charred black.
That's where it started, up in that corner. That's what the fire person said.
As to how it started, the official report said undetermined. But Shelley couldn't shake the feeling that it was intentional.
It felt targeted. It felt targeted to slow me down.
This isn't the only building Shelley is developing in Upton, a historic but distressed neighborhood in West Baltimore. She also has plans for a cafe a block over, plus her nonprofit work rehabbing houses for affordable home ownership. As a relative newcomer from Seattle, she's faced some resentment from power brokers, who she says had their own designs on the building. A few days after the fire, she was voted off the Community Association board.
I have to believe that it was a squatter that set it on fire, because if not, then the alternative is to believe that somebody intentionally did this and is trying to really mess with me.
Shelley has another reason to be suspicious. There'd been a huge rainstorm that day. The part of the building where the fire started was exposed to the elements.
A fire breaking out in the building that's been sitting there for 20 years in a rainstorm? That's a lot of wet wood.
That's Andre Robinson, a community developer who's worked in Baltimore and D.C. He used to live in Upton and had made an offer for the same building. He says he's seen this dynamic in distressed neighborhoods before.
When you have a society that's been sort of wrecked to a certain extent, fiefdoms will pop up in the midst of all that. Baltimore's no different. And if you, the stranger, are coming in and talking anything different and aren't falling in line with what they're talking about, you kind of become a target. But the bottom line is that she'll still win.
It's going to cost her. The building had been too unstable to insure. Shelley figures the fire set her back about $100,000. And it isn't the only setback she's faced. Earlier this year, several tools went missing from the houses she's been rebuilding on Edding Street. Someone tipped her off that people were taking them around the corner to sell.
So I got my shop vac back, but they took like a table saw, a couple chop saws, drill motors. You'll be like, where's the... Really? You took that? We put in heated floors. They took the thermostats.
All that just slows things down. I started out this series asking, why can't Baltimore solve its vacancy crisis? The official count, more than 15,000 buildings with a vacancy notice, has stayed stubbornly high for the past decade. And this is one reason. There are so many forces working against developers like Shelley, sometimes even their own neighbors. After the fire, she wondered why she's even doing this.
You know, I was sort of like, is it worth it? Right? Like, is this worth it? But then, as a builder who just sees the possibility in everything around here, just absolutely everything, I'm like, yeah, it's worth it.
So she'll keep going until it's not worth it. In Baltimore, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.